Hello. Hey, how we doing, Justin?
Doing good.
All right, I'm going to turn it over here to our media here.
All right, sounds good.
Well, congratulations. What do you think about coming to Jacksonville?
I'm very excited and anxious to get out there and start working and, try to earn a way to the playing field.
Were you thinking this was a team that was going to take you?
Excuse me?
Were you thinking this was the team that was going to take you? Did you have any sense of that?
I really tried to stay away from the mock draft and all that. So I really didn't know who was going to take, but I knew, once they traded and, the phone rang that they were calling.
Coach Malarkey said tonight that he said that you are a receiver who thinks he can't be covered and he likes that edge. Was that how you would describe yourself?
I would say so. I mean, I think that's kind of the mindset that you have to have when you're competing the way we compete. And, with that mindset, it always puts you in, you're always thinking about scoring or thinking that no one can stop you. You can only improve, man.
Hey, could you tell us a little bit about, very quickly, the story about how you and Olivia Hamilton hooked up?
We hooked up when it was at a Coaches versus Cancer basketball game, actually. And she was there, and we just got partnered up. And I had a hospital visit, and she just so happened to be there. And so she walked around with me and helped deliver some toys to all the other kids. So that's how we hooked up. She kind of grew on me, and then we just kind of connected from there. She came out to a couple games. And then, we're at where we're at now. And now she's here in New York with us for the draft.
Why has that been such a special relationship, and why do you think you connected?
I think it's a great relationship just because, she's an easy person to get in. Once you hang around her, it's easy to figure out why we're still connected. She's just a sweet little girl, and it was just unfortunate what she had to go through. And, I just try to, help out in any way that I can. And if that's just by me, being around, helping her get her mind off of things of that sort, I'll do that.
Just, I know the answer to this, but what do you feel like you bring to the table in terms of skill set, receiver-wise?
Man, I'm a competitor. Someone that likes to compete, go up, get the ball, not afraid to run across the middle. Someone that's just going to give it all he's got every time he steps in between the white lines.
Justin, do you know Blaine Gabbert? Have you seen him pass? Do you know anything about him?
I have been able to watch him. We played against him in the Big 12. So I know he's got a strong arm. He's a great competitor. And, he's going to be fun to be out on the field.
What do you know about Jacksonville's receiver situation?
They're looking for some receivers. I don't know too much, specifics.
Justin, can you describe the moment when you kind of realized it was real? I mean, I knew you were getting drafted, but when you get that call, what's it like?
Man, sitting there on the phone, I was almost, shaking with the phone. My hand was shaking with the phone in there because, it's just something that you dreamed for, wanted for so long, and that it's finally here. It's a big milestone in my life.
Who was with you?
I've had my mom, dad, brother, my little sister, grandma, cousins, uncles were in the crowd.
How many people overall?
I'm not sure. I still haven't even been able to see everyone that I've seen. Yeah.
Justin, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. LaRon Robinson wears 81, so what's your number going to be?
I have no idea. I guess I'll wear, or we'll talk about that when we get down there and get into the photo thing.
Hey, have you talked to Todd Monken about Jacksonville, or do you think you'll go back and talk to him about...
I've talked to him. Not anything specific about Jacksonville, but I know that's where he's from, and I know he knows quite a few people down there in that way.
Who's your agent?
Todd France.
Todd France.
Some of these books say you're not that fast. How do you see your speed?
I'd say I'm a pretty fast guy. I mean, I know I'm not slow, or I'd say that I'm not slow, but, I'm a long strider. I mean, I can get in and out of my brakes
What do you think, what are the things you feel like you're going to need to work on making the move to this level?
I'm going to try to work on everything, try to improve. I know that I'm a person that can, I'm never going to be satisfied. I'm going to always try to keep working and improve something. So I'm going to try to, polish up on everything and try to be as ready as I can when next season starts.
What was your best game this year?
Best game, I would say the Fiesta Bowl.
Oh, well, what's your 40 time?
4.46.
Just I know it's hard to put expectations on it, but would you, your expectations are to come in and maybe earn a starting spot right away?
I'm going to try to, work as hard as I can to put myself in that position. And, I know there's, it's for my niece to grow on it's because, maybe I wasn't working hard enough. So I'm just going to work as hard as I can to put myself in the best position to get in and get in there and go.
You had that one problem. The Jaguars say they think it was an isolated incident. I assume you agree it was an isolated incident?
You said what?
You had that one problem. It's been mentioned in all the draft books.
DUI.
The DUI?
Yeah, what about it?
The Jaguars say it's an isolated incident. Is that the way you view it?
I just view it as something that happened. I've grown from it, and it's in the past.
Hey, Justin, just clear up. Is it true that Todd Monken has never cursed in a meeting room with you guys?
I think everyone knows that. That's not true.
We know better than that. We know better than that.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Justin.
All right, sounds good.
All right.